Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
You think you know the story of the pyramids, the tourists, camels, a giant tomb in the sand. But what if we've been looking at it all wrong? What if the biggest mystery isn't who built them, but why we're not allowed to ask? Because here's the truth most people never hear. There are hidden chambers we were told don't exist, radiocarbon dates that don't match the official timeline, and technology, real, physical evidence that shouldn't have existed 4,500 years ago. And I know some of this is going to sound crazy. And I know some people are going to cling to whatever the textbooks say. But if you stick with me for the next few minutes, I'm going to show you something. And once you see it, you won't be able to unsee it. You might even feel it, like something ancient has been hiding in plain sight. And maybe it always has. This is the real investigation, the secret excavations, the buried reports, the missing links that point to a story much older than Egypt itself. And the question we were never supposed to ask, what if the pyramids aren't ancient tombs, but the last surviving relic of a world that came before? Egypt, late 1800s. A small team of British archaeologists digs near the Great Pyramid, Khufu's so-called tomb. It's brutal work, heat, sand, sweat. But then they hit something strange. Stone blocks buried deep below the base of the pyramid, weathered in ways the desert wind couldn't have done. At first they think it's just old foundational stone, until one man spots something carved into the rock. Not hieroglyphs, not Egyptian, something older and wrong. He sketches a symbol, sends word to London, and by the morning, he's gone. No body, no farewell, just gone. The symbol? Buried. The foundation? Covered again. And the report? Never filed. Because maybe what they found wasn't part of history. Maybe it was proof that history itself has been rewritten. In this episode, we're going deep, not just into ancient stone, but into the secrets buried beneath it. The hidden chambers, forbidden dates, a strange kind of resonance inside the pyramid walls, and a question no institution wants to answer. What were the pyramids really built to survive?
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
You've been told the pyramids were tombs, built by slaves, for kings, with copper tools and some elbow grease. Just sand, sweat, and a whole lot of rope. No mystery, no magic, just good old-fashioned manpower. But what if that story is backwards? What if the pyramids weren't built by the Egyptians at all, but found by them? Because once you start pulling at this thread, the whole thing starts to unravel. And buried under the polished museum version of history is something ancient, something strange, something that doesn't fit the timeline or the tools. There's a growing pile of receipts, ignored by institutions, blacklisted in journals, and quite literally buried by museums, that suggests the pyramids were already ancient when the pharaohs showed up. So let me show you a few of them. The Sphinx shows signs of water erosion from heavy rain, but Egypt hasn't seen that kind of rain since the Sahara was green over 10,000 years ago. The three pyramids at Giza match the layout of Orion's belt, but not as the stars look now. They match how Orion looked in 10,500 BC. And the stones? They're placed with almost perfect precision, but there's no blueprints. No copper tools that could have cut granite that clean. No builder names, no carvings, no made by Pharaoh signature. And if these were tombs, where are the bodies? Now look, we're not saying aliens. That's not where this video is going. This is something even weirder. It's the possibility that a lost human civilization, one that lived long before the dynasties, left these things behind. And we inherited them. Like waking up with amnesia in a house you don't recognize. Most archaeologists won't touch this theory. It doesn't get you tenure. It gets you laughed off campus, or worse, completely ignored. But we're not on campus. We're not archaeologists. We're in the dirt, where the receipts live, where history doesn't have a press team. So, if the pyramids weren't built in 2500 BC, then who did build them? When? And maybe more importantly, why? That's where we go next.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Before we dive into the weird stuff, let's look at the story we were all taught in school. Because on paper, it actually sounds pretty solid. The year is 2560 BC. Egypt is booming, and Pharaoh Khufu, also known as Cheops, decides to leave his mark. He orders a monument so massive, so perfect, it becomes the tallest structure on Earth for nearly 4,000 years. And they pull it off in just 20 years, with no modern tools, no power equipment, just ropes, wooden sleds, some copper chisels, and apparently a lot of time on their hands. Tens of thousands of workers, supposedly not slaves, but well-fed laborers, hauled millions of limestone blocks into place. And when it's done, you get the Great Pyramid of Giza. No doubt, it's impressive. I've personally been there. Some of the biggest stones ever moved, and it's still standing. So what's the problem? Well, here's the problem. There's barely any real evidence Khufu built it. So how do we know it was his pyramid? We don't. The main receipt we've got is graffiti. No joke, graffiti. Red quarry marks painted inside a sealed chamber, way up above the king's chamber. It says Khufu in rough handwriting, like some guy tagged it while building a high school locker. That's the crown jewel of proof. No inscriptions on the walls, no statue of Khufu inside, no burial chamber with a mummy and a nameplate. Then there's the Wadi al-Jarf papyri, discovered in 2013. They're old logbooks from a man named Merer, a foreman moving limestone by boat. He mentions Khufu and something called the Horizon of Khufu, which might be the pyramid site. But it never says he's building it, just delivering blocks. And finally, radiocarbon dating. They dated some mortar inside the pyramid to around 2600 BC, right in Khufu's reign. But again, it's the mortar, not the stones, not a blueprint, not a construction diary. So let's tally it up. We've got some graffiti, some shipping notes, and some glue. No plans, no official dedication, no sarcophagus, no body. And this is supposed to be the monument of monuments, the greatest engineering feat of the ancient world, the literal tomb of a god king. So now here's where it gets weird. If Khufu's pyramid was such a flex, why didn't they ever build another one? No sequels, no Pyramid 2, Revenge of the Limestone. Just a bunch of sloppy copycats. The pyramids after Giza, they're all smaller, crooked. Some collapsed mid-build. They look like ancient interns got left alone with the blueprints. So what happened? How do you go from building the most precise structure in human history to never doing it again? Egyptologists can tell you how the stones might have been moved, but not why the knowledge vanished. Unless maybe it was never theirs to begin with.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
The Great Sphinx of Giza, half lion, half man, full mystery. It's the oldest monument on the Giza Plateau, and maybe the biggest red flag in the whole story. In the 1990s, a rogue researcher named John Anthony West teamed up with a Boston University geologist, Dr. Robert Scooch. Together, they asked a question most Egyptologists won't touch. Why does the Sphinx look like it got hit by a hurricane? Because what they found wasn't desert erosion. It wasn't the sharp, wind-scoured surface you'd expect from sandstorms. It was totally something else. They saw deep vertical channels carved into the body, like fluted grooves. The kind you only get from water. Heavy, pounding, sustained rainfall. But Egypt hasn't had that kind of weather since before the Sahara dried out. We're talking at least 7,000 BC, maybe as far back as 10,000 BC. And that's a problem, because if the Sphinx shows water damage from 10,000 BC, then it was already standing there thousands of years before the pyramids were supposedly built. That's like finding an iPhone in a cave painting. The moment West and Scooch made this public, the pushback was immediate. Mainstream Egyptologists called it junk science. Some said it was just wind erosion. Others blamed salt crystals. Anything but rain. But wind doesn't cut grooves straight down. It smooths, it polishes, it wears rocks sideways. This was different. This looked like centuries of torrential storms. And for what it's worth, Scooch wasn't some fringe guy. He was a tenured PhD. A geologist with real credentials. He said what the rocks were telling him, even if no one wanted to hear it. And the cost? Academic exile. Funding was gone. Papers were blocked. TV specials were pulled. Because if he's right, then everything else, Egypt's timeline, the origins of civilization, who built what and when, starts to crumble. It means we're not the first. We're just the first ones with Wi-Fi. Now, maybe Scooch and West got it wrong. Maybe it wasn't rain. Maybe the Sphinx was power washed by time travelers with an ancient garden hose. But if no one can prove that, then we're still left with the stone. And stone doesn't lie. It just sits there, quietly screaming at anyone who's willing to listen. The Sphinx might be the last witness to a world we forgot. And it's been whispering the same thing for over 12,000 years. I was already old when Egypt was born.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
The deeper you go into the mystery of the pyramids, the higher your eyes start to drift. Because some of the biggest clues aren't buried, they're written in the sky. In the 1990s, a guy named Robert Bauval noticed something weird about the layout of the Giza pyramids. They're not in a straight line, they're offset, slightly crooked. And then it hit him. They match the stars of Orion's belt. Not kind of, almost exactly. But here's where it gets insane. They don't match how Orion looks today. They match how it looked in the sky around 10,500 BC. That's more than 8,000 years before Khufu supposedly built the Great Pyramid. It was before writing, before dynasties, even before history. So what are we saying? That ancient Egyptian farmers with copper tools and no wheel also had telescopes? Or that they guessed the star alignment from the future? Because the last time the sky looked like that was during the Ice Age. And it doesn't just stop with Orion. The Sphinx, it faces directly east, toward the sunrise on the spring equinox. In 10,500 BC, that sunrise appeared in the constellation Leo. A lion statue facing the sun in the age of the lion. That's not just poetic, that's precision. And the causeways, the long stone walkways between pyramids and temples, they're lined up with the solstices, the longest and shortest days of the year. Somebody wasn't just stacking rocks, they were building a calendar out of stone. And yet, we're still told this was just desert farmers and ropes. No knowledge passed down, no lost civilization, just elbow grease. But maybe the stars say otherwise. In the oldest Egyptian myths, there's a time called Zeptepi. It means the first time. They described it as an age of gods, when chaos was tamed, when knowledge came down from the sky. You see this same story all over the world, in Sumer, in the Andes, in India, even in Native American oral history. Civilizers from the sky, star teachers, a golden age long before us. So what if Zeptepi wasn't fiction? What if it was a memory, a real moment? Not carved in tablets, not written in books, but left behind in the only place that doesn't change, the sky. Because you can fake a king, you can rewrite a tomb, but if someone left a timestamp in the stars, you can't erase that. So maybe the pyramids aren't just graves. Maybe they're markers pointing backward to something much older than Egypt. And we've been staring at the answer the whole time. We just forgot how to read it.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Okay, so let's say, fine, the Egyptians built the pyramids. They used ropes. They used sleds. They were really motivated. Teamwork makes the dream work. Sure. But then you look at the actual stones, and suddenly the math stops mathing. Some of the blocks in the pyramids, especially the ones deeper inside, weigh 50 to 80 tons, not pounds, tons. That's the weight of a diesel locomotive, stacked dozens of feet high, perfectly cut, perfectly placed. With what exactly? Copper chisels? And let's talk about the fit. You can't slide a razor blade between these joints. That's how tight the blocks are. Some of them are angled, not just stacked flat, like they were slotted together midair. With tolerances we still struggle to hit today using laser-guided machines. And that's not an exaggeration. Modern engineers have tried to recreate this. It's very hard, it's very expensive, and it's never as good as Giza. And then there's the granite, a hard stone that modern diamond-tipped drills struggle with. Yet inside the pyramid, we find deep, clean drill holes in solid granite cut in perfect spirals like a hot knife through butter. In some cases, the rate of penetration, how fast a drill went through the rock, outpaces what our best tech can do today. So either we missed a major upgrade between copper chisels and carbide-tipped industrial drills, or someone's lying. Now here's what most people don't realize. Those massive granite blocks didn't come from anywhere near Giza. They came from Aswan, about 500 miles away. The official story says workers quarried these 50 to 80 ton slabs, dragged them to the Nile, loaded them onto wooden rafts, floated them downstream, and then hauled them across the desert. On what planet does that make sense? They floated 80-ton stones on wooden boats, without motors, cranes, or steel reinforcement, just good vibes and sandals. And when they hit land, they supposedly dragged them across the desert on sleds while pouring water on the sand to make it slippery. Because obviously, if you're moving 70-ton blocks across the desert, what you really need is a slip and slide. Some researchers swear by the internal ramp theory, claiming there was a giant spiral ramp inside the pyramid used to move stones upward during construction. The problem is, there's no trace of it, no remains, no tunnels, not even a single mark on the interior walls. And here's where it gets really weird. Some of the biggest stones, like the ones in the king's chamber, are inside the pyramid. Granite blocks weighing 70 tons each, stacked in layers above narrow passageways in shafts so tight that no human could maneuver them through after the fact. Mainstream explanation? They placed them there before the pyramid was built around them. But think about that for a second. How do you precisely position 70-ton blocks in a chamber before the walls and ceiling even exist? It's like trying to build a ship around an anchor you already dropped. So either these builders had a level of engineering mastery we still can't match today, or we're missing an entire chapter of human history. Now here's the part that makes some people roll their eyes, but hang in there with me for a second. There are ancient accounts, especially from the Himalayas, describing monks using sound to move stone. That's not just a bedtime story either. In the 1930s, a Swedish doctor named Jarl claimed to have witnessed Tibetan monks using drums and trumpets to levitate massive stones up cliff walls. Is it proven? No. Is it interesting? Absolutely. And it gets weirder. In the Cold War era, Soviet scientists were seriously experimenting with acoustic levitation, using sound waves to suspend and move objects. There are patents. There are declassified papers. And there's a trail of experiments using ultrasonics to manipulate matter without touching it. It's called resonance engineering. The idea that everything has a natural frequency. You hit the right note, and even a solid stone can vibrate like jelly. Some researchers believe the Great Pyramid itself may have been tuned to those frequencies. It's full of granite, and granite contains quartz, which can store and respond to energy. In the King's Chamber, it's not just a room, it's a box inside a box made of resonant materials, sitting in the geometric center of the pyramid. Was it built for sound, for vibration, for energy, or memory? We don't know, because there are no tool marks, no plans, and no answers. All we have are questions and 2.3 million stones that still refuse to make sense.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Let's go underground, because what's buried beneath Giza might rewrite everything we thought we knew. In the early 1990s, a team from Japan's Waseda University arrived in Egypt with something new, ground-penetrating radar, basically Earth X-ray goggles. They scanned around the Sphinx, expecting solid limestone bedrock. Instead, they found voids, pockets, hollow chambers, large rectangular anomalies right under the Sphinx paws, more under its body. Places where solid rock should have been, wasn't. They filed their findings, applied for excavation permits, then everything slammed shut. Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities blocked the dig. No explanation, no counter evidence, just no. And soon after, Egypt passed Law 117, a new antiquities law that gave the government more control over who could dig and where, especially around Giza, especially under the Sphinx. Now sure, countries change laws all the time, but this one came right after the scans revealed something underground, and that timing was not subtle. No more radar, no more permits, no more questions. And this wasn't just one study. Dr. Thomas Dobecki, a geophysicist, ran a separate radar scan. He also found subsurface anomalies. He described discontinuities in the bedrock, like a door frame sealed in stone. But again, no permission to go deeper. And here's where it gets weird. Some researchers, like John Anthony West, believed those underground chambers might be the entrance to something called the Hall of Records, a lost archive, a vault of forgotten history. Some say tied to Atlantis, others to Zeptepi, the first time in Egyptian myth. Is it proven? No. Is it worth asking about? Absolutely. Because when a government blocks access to the ground because it's too sensitive, it usually means there's something worth hiding. And when you dig through U.S. government FOIA documents, especially those related to joint archaeology projects in the 2000s, you find something strange. You find strange language, terms like archaeological obstructions of military significance. What does that even mean? That a statue needs a Pentagon escort? There are rumors of thermal scans done by satellite, classified radar data, even U.S. military-funded research at Giza, disguised as academic partnerships. But the public? Still in the dark. Whatever's under the Sphinx was found, was sealed, and then the world was told there's nothing to see here. But if there's really nothing down there, why pass a law to stop people from looking? Why block every radar scan? Why keep the whole world out? Unless you already found it, and you're never planning to share. They found something. They locked it down, and the rest of us, we're still waiting for the truth to resurface.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Something just happened, not in 2500 BC, in 2025. A team of Italian geophysicists got permission to scan around the Giza Plateau. No digging, just a non-invasive scan. They used a method called muon tomography. It tracks subatomic particles, muons, as they pass through rock. Basically, it's a space-age X-ray for the Earth. And what they found wasn't natural. Massive vertical shafts, perfectly straight, evenly spaced, and very deep. Way deeper than anyone expected. And they weren't cracks or sinkholes. They were carved, deliberate, like someone had drilled them out with tools we don't talk about. These shafts ran far below the known foundation of the Great Pyramid, lower than where history says the story ends. They didn't find gold or mummies or secret scrolls, just the scan data, which quietly leaked through a European engineering journal. Later, private labs in Italy and Spain confirmed it. And then nothing. No press release, no mainstream headlines, no green light to excavate. Just silence. Now, stop and think. If someone found a massive carved shaft beneath the most famous monument on Earth, wouldn't the world want to know what's down there? Wouldn't CNN be camped out with drones and live feeds? Well, not this time. This time, no one blinked. Some experts think they're access tunnels, leading to even older chambers. Others say they could be part of a buried energy system. Sound crazy? Well, but just remember, vertical shafts have been used for energy, water compression, resonance, and ventilation in civilizations from China to Peru. It's not a stretch, it's a pattern. And here's the weirdest part. One of the shafts, it allegedly lines up with the star Sirius on a date that, you guessed it, matches 10,500 BC. So now we've got the erosion timeline from the Sphinx, the Orion alignment, and now these new shafts pointing to the same moment in time, 10,500 BC. Three signals, same destination. But instead of investigating, Egypt shut it down, again, and this time even tighter. Some say the Italian team was warned not to push. Was it a hoax? No. This was real science, real data, published and quietly verified, but it just got buried. So what's still under there? And why are we told always not to look?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's ask the uncomfortable question. What if the real reason we're not allowed to explore under the pyramids is because of what it would mean? Most people think archaeology is about digging up the past, but it's not. It's about defending a story. And in Egypt, that story is everything. Because if the pyramids turn out to be 10,000 years older than we're told, if they weren't built by Pharaoh Khufu, if they don't even belong to Egypt's dynastic timeline, then they're not really Egyptian. Not in the way textbooks, museums, and national pride say they are. And that's not just a historical footnote. That's an identity crisis. Egypt built its tourism economy, its cultural pride, even its global mystique on one thing. We built this. If you take that away, you're not just changing the story. You're taking ownership. Now, let's be clear. We're not saying Egypt is lying, but we are saying this. If something doesn't fit the official story, it doesn't get a spotlight. It gets buried. Sometimes, quite literally. Because what happens if the pyramids weren't built 4,500 years ago, but instead 12,000? Not by pharaohs, but by someone else. A civilization that came before the flood myths, before dynasties, maybe even before recorded time. Who were they? Was it a forgotten culture? A lost world? The real Atlantis? Or something else entirely? And let's go full tinfoil hat for a second. What if the pyramids weren't built by any civilization we know, but instead inherited, discovered, and repurposed? What if ancient Egypt didn't build them, but just moved in? Suddenly, this isn't just archaeology, it's real estate fraud. And ask yourself, who's going to stand at a press podium and say, "Hey everyone, we didn't build our most iconic monument, we just found it here. Anyway, please visit the gift shop." Yeah, good luck with that. And look, we're not here to knock Egypt either. We're here to understand why some questions never get answered and why the people asking them keep getting shut out. Because truth doesn't get buried for being boring. It gets buried for being dangerous or being right. And when it comes to the pyramids, admitting they're older than Egypt doesn't just rewrite history. It erases the signature. And power, it doesn't like giving up the pen. Maybe it's not just the stones they've buried. Maybe it's the truth about who we really are. And once you understand the motive, you start to see the machinery. Because this isn't just Egypt guarding a national myth. This is a global pattern. A system built to erase anything that doesn't fit. Let's start with a name. Zahi Hawass. If you've ever seen an Egypt documentary, he's the guy in the Indiana Jones hat. Former head of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities. And for years, he was the gatekeeper. If you didn't have a permit, no digging. No digging, no discovery. And no discovery, no problem. But there is a problem. He's been accused more than once of blocking researchers who ask the wrong questions. Robert Scotch, shut out. The Japanese radar team, blocked. John Anthony West, discredited. And it doesn't stop there. National Geographic, yes, the one with the yellow border, has a long-running partnership with the Egyptian government, which sounds great until you realize what it means. It means they control the footage. They edit the story. They decide what gets seen. So if something weird shows up on camera, like an anomaly under the Sphinx or a chamber that doesn't fit, it gets clipped and you never hear about it. And what about universities? Try getting funding for a study that questions Egypt's timeline. Try submitting a paper that says maybe the pyramids aren't tombs. Try keeping your job after that. Fringe researchers get blacklisted. Grants disappear. Papers get blocked before they're even peer-reviewed. It's not science, it's narrative control. Because the second you let the mystery in, you lose control of the story. And institutions can't afford that. Not Egypt, not the Smithsonian, not Harvard, not PBS. Because you don't need to bury what isn't dangerous. So, why all the cover-up? And what are they really trying to protect?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
So let's step off the map for a minute, because once you've seen the water damage on the Sphinx, the perfectly aligned stars, the megalithic blocks inside passageways too tight to maneuver them through, you start to feel it in your gut. The official story isn't enough. And when the evidence stops making sense, that's when the fringe stops sounding crazy. We're not saying every theory is true, but we are saying maybe they deserve more than a punchline. Let's start with a big one, Atlantis. Not the Disney version, not a bubble city underwater. We're talking about Atlantis as a real pre-Ice Age civilization. Not myth, memory. Plato didn't say Atlantis was magic. He said it was advanced, a global power that existed 9,000 years before his time, then vanished overnight in a single day and night of catastrophe. That date? It lines up almost perfectly with something called the Younger Dryas event, of which I've covered a video on that you can find below in my description. A rapid climate collapse around 10,800 BC. Most scientists now believe it was triggered by a cosmic impact or massive solar outburst. In other words, Plato's timeline checks out. So, maybe Atlantis wasn't a fairy tale. Maybe it was a real people with real knowledge, wiped out so fast their legacy turned into legend. Now, zoom over to Egypt. Their own creation myth isn't about pyramids. It's about something called Zeptepi, the first time. The Egyptians said it was a golden age, a time when gods walked the earth, when chaos became order and knowledge was given. But maybe Zeptepi wasn't about the birth of the world. Maybe it was about its rebirth, a civilization that rose after the last one fell. And that idea changes everything. Because now, we're not looking at Egypt as a start. We're looking at it as the restart. And if that's true, then the pyramids aren't monuments. They're carryovers. Leftovers from something older. Something different. So let's go there for a minute. You've seen the blocks too big for modern cranes. Drill marks we can't replicate. Sealed chambers still unexplored. Some researchers think the pyramids weren't tombs at all, that they were machines. And stay with me here. You've heard of Nikola Tesla, the guy who basically invented the 20th century and got memory hold for it. Tesla believed in something called resonant energy, the idea that power could move wirelessly through the earth itself by using specific frequencies. No wires, no batteries, just resonance. Now, look at the Great Pyramid, the shape, the materials, the location, and the geometry. It's almost like it was designed to harness or transmit something. And that brings us to scalar fields, a fringe concept in physics. These are standing energy waves. They don't travel like normal electricity. They build, they pulse, they resonate. Now mix that with cymatics, the science of how sound organizes matter, and you put sand on a metal plate, hit the right frequency, and it forms sacred geometry, real patterns. Now imagine that with 70-ton blocks. Some believe the ancients used frequency to shape or even move stone, and not metaphor, not magic, mechanics. We're talking sound-activated architecture, blocks that respond to vibration, chambers that hum, rooms that ring when you speak inside them. And it might sound like sci-fi, but so did flight, so did radar, so did Wi-Fi. Now add this, inside the pyramid are granite blocks so massive, we still don't know how they were transported through the narrow shafts and doorways that supposedly housed them from the start. We're not talking about just building something massive. We're talking about assembling it with an engineering logic we still don't understand. Some say that's impossible. But maybe that's the point. Maybe these weren't built with the tools of their time, or ours for that matter. Maybe they weren't built to be understood at all. Maybe we didn't build them. Maybe we inherited them. And maybe the instructions never made it through the flood.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
So let's take a breather, because here at Divergent Files, we don't do fantasy. We don't do clickbait. We do investigation. This isn't about saying aliens built the pyramids, or that Atlantis had YouTube and solar panels. It's about receipts, and what happens when the receipts don't match the story. So let's lay it out. Here's what mainstream archaeology actually says. Not TikTok, not Reddit, not some guy in a robe with a crystal skull. First, Khufu's name. There's a red painted quarry mark inside a sealed chamber of the Great Pyramid. It says Khufu. It's real. It's there. That's a receipt. Then there's the Wadi al-Jarf papyri. Basically an ancient project log. It shows that one of Khufu's officials was hauling limestone from Tura to Giza. That's solid. It's logistics. It matters. We've also got carbon dating of the mortar between the stones. Dates to around 2600 BC, right in Khufu's reign. And let's not ignore the worker tombs found nearby. These weren't slaves. They were skilled laborers, buried with food, tools, and honor. So yes, the Egyptians were clearly building something massive at Giza. That's the ground, and it's not nothing. But now here's where it gets cloudy. We still can't explain the water erosion on the Sphinx. Not erosion from sand, from rain. From centuries of heavy rainfall, which geologists say hasn't hit that region since at least 7000 BC. That's not a blogger theory. That's a PhD with boots in the dirt. Then we've got the pyramid alignment. They line up with Orion's belt, but not how the sky looks today, or even 2500 years ago. It matches how Orion appeared in 10500 BC. And that's not mystical sky vibes, that's astrophysics. Now toss in the construction, 80-ton granite blocks, cut, moved, and stacked with sub-millimeter accuracy, drill marks that spiral faster than our best diamond-tipped tools, holes with no tool chatter, no hesitation, just clean, deep cuts like butter through stone. In rooms that aren't just empty, they vibrate, they hum, they resonate like tuning forks tuned to something. That's not folklore. That's not woo. That's the part they skip in textbooks because there's no easy explanation. So let's be honest. Does all of this mean time travelers built the pyramids? No. Does it mean Khufu didn't leave his mark? No, of course not. Does it mean the entire history book is a lie? Still no. But here's the thing. You're allowed to ask why none of it fits. You're allowed to say, if this was a tomb, where's the mummy? Because spoiler, none have ever been found in any of the big three pyramids. You're allowed to wonder why the most precise structures on Earth came from a time when we were supposedly using copper chisels and rope pulleys. You're allowed to question why the records are so thin and why every credible anomaly keeps getting shrugged off like it doesn't matter. We're not here to tell you what to believe. We're here to show you what doesn't add up, to show you the patterns, and ask why we're not even allowed to talk about it. Because sometimes, asking the forbidden question is the first step to finding the real story.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Let's step back, not to zoom out, but to look in. Because after all the scans and the scan of the scans, after the debates, the censorship, the cover-ups, and the erasures, one thing still stands: the pyramids. They've been here for thousands of years. Through sandstorms, through wars, through floods, colonizers, earthquakes, and the rewriting of history. Civilizations rise, civilizations fall, but stones remember. Maybe the pyramids were never built to be tombs. Maybe they were built to be reminders, to mark a moment, to echo a warning. If they were meant to outlast time, maybe their message isn't just what they are, but what they survived. And here's the haunting part. We don't really know what that was. Was it fire from the sky? A flood that swallowed cities whole? A pole shift? A solar flash? Or just a collapse of a civilization that got too clever for its own good? Whatever it was, the builders didn't try to preserve their names, or their kings, or their books. They carved no manifestos. They left only this: stone, alignment, resonance, and memory. And maybe that's why we're not allowed to ask the real question. Not who built them, but what they were built to withstand. Because if we knew the answer to that, we'd have to admit how fragile we really are, and how close we might be to needing a pyramid of our own. If this one hit you like it hit me, thank you for sticking with it. I'm Ralph, and this is Divergent Files. If you're still here, you're one of us now. The truth gets buried, but every once in a while, it leaves a mark. Stone, ink, or pixels on a screen. So if you believe in digging deeper, hit subscribe, drop a comment, and share this with someone who needs to see it. It helps more than you can imagine. And if you want to help keep these investigations alive, you can support the channel over at patreon.com/divergentfiles. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and remember, no matter what they tell you, the truth is still out there. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.